I Am That, Chapter 46. Awareness of Being is Bliss. Questioner. By profession, I am a physician. I began with surgery, continued with psychiatry, and also wrote some books on mental health and health healing by faith. I came to you to learn the laws of spiritual health. Maharaj. When you are trying to cure a patient, what exactly are you trying to cure? What is cure? When can you say that a man is cured? Questioner. I seek to cure the body as well as improve the link between the body and the mind. I also seek to set right the mind. Maharaj. Did you investigate the connection between mind and the body? At what point are they connected? Questioner. Between the body and the indwelling consciousness lies the mind. Maharaj, is not the body made of food, and can there be a mind without food? Questioner, the body is built and maintained by food. Without food, the mind usually goes weak. But the mind is not mere food. There is a transforming factor which creates a mind in the body. What is that transforming factor? Maharaj, just like the wood produces fire, which is not wood, so does the body produce the mind, which is not the body. But to whom does the mind appear? Who is the perceiver of the thoughts and feelings which you call the mind? There is wood, there is fire, and there is also the enjoyer of the fire. Who enjoys the mind? Is the enjoyer also a result of food, or is it independent? Questioner. The perceiver is independent. Maharaj, how do you know? Speak from your own experience. You are not the body nor the mind. You say so. How do you know? Questioner, I really do not know. I guess so. Maharaj, truth is permanent. The real is changeless. What changes is not true. What changes is not real. What is real does not change. Now, what is it in you that does not change? As long as there is food, there is body and mind. When the food is stopped, the body dies and the mind dissolves. But does the observer perish? Questioner, I guess it does not, but I have no proof. Maharaj, you yourself are the proof. You have not, nor can you have any other proof. You are yourself, you know yourself, you love yourself. Whatever the mind does, it does for the love of its own self. The very nature of the self is love. It is loved, loving, and lovable. It is the self that makes the body and the mind so interesting, so very dear. The very attention given to them comes from the self. Questioner. If the self is not the body nor the mind, can it exist without the body and the mind? Maharaj. Yes, it can. It is a matter of actual experience that the self has being independent of mind and body. It is being, awareness, bliss, Satchitananda. Awareness of being is bliss. Questioner. It may be a matter of actual experience to you, but it is not my case. How can I come to the same experience? What practices to follow? What exercises to take up? Maharaj. To know that you are neither body nor mind, watch yourself steadily and live unaffected by your body and mind, completely aloof, as if you were dead. It means you have no vested interests, either in the body or in the mind. Questioner. Dangerous. Maharaj. I am not asking you to commit suicide, nor can you. You can only kill the body. You cannot stop the mental process, nor can you put an end to the person you think you are. Just remain unaffected. This complete aloofness, unconcern with mind and body, is the best proof that at the core of your being you are neither mind nor body. What happens to the body and the mind may not be within your power to change, but you can always put an end to your imagining yourself to be body and mind. Whatever happens, remind yourself that only your body and mind are affected, not yourself. The more earnest you are at remembering what needs to be remembered, the sooner will you be aware of yourself as you are, for memory will become experience. Earnestness reveals being. What is imagined and willed becomes actuality. Here lies the danger as well as the way out. Tell me, what steps have you taken to separate your own real self, that in you which is changeless, from your body and your mind? Questioner. I am a medical man. I have studied a lot. I imposed on myself a strict discipline in the way of exercises and periodical fasts, and I am a vegetarian. Maharaj. But in the depth of your heart, what is it that you want? Questioner. I want to find reality. Maharaj. What price are you willing to pay for reality? Any price? Questioner. While in theory I am ready to pay any price, in actual life again and again I am being prompted to behave in ways which come in between me and reality. Desire carries me away. Maharaj. Increase and widen your desires till nothing but reality can fulfill them. It is not desire that is wrong, but its narrowness and smallness. Desire is devotion. By all means, be devoted to the real, the infinite, the eternal heart of being. Transform desire into love. All you want is to be happy. All your desires, whatever they may be, are expressions of your longing for happiness. Basically, you wish yourself well. Questioner, I know that I should not. Maharaj, wait. Who told you that you should not? What is wrong with wanting to be happy? Questioner, the self must go, I know. Maharaj, but the self is there. Your desires are there. Your longing to be happy is there. Why? Because you love yourself. By all means, love yourself, wisely. What is wrong is to love yourself stupidly, so as to make yourself suffer. Love yourself wisely. Both indulgence and austerity have the same purpose in view, to make you happy. Indulgence is the stupid way. Austerity is a smarter way. Question. What is austerity? Maharaj. Once you have gone through an experience, not to go through it again, is austerity. To eschew the unnecessary is austerity. Not to anticipate pleasure or pain is austerity. Having things under control at all times is austerity. Desire by itself is not wrong. It is life itself, the urge to grow in knowledge and experience. It is the choices you make that are wrong. To imagine that some little thing, food, sex, power, fame, will make you happy is to deceive yourself. Only something as vast and deep as your real self can make you truly and lastingly happy. Questioner. Since there is nothing basically wrong in desire as an expression of love of self, how should desire be managed? Maharaj. Live your life intelligently, with the interests of your deepest self always in mind. After all, what do you really want? Not perfection. You are already perfect. What you seek is to express in action what you are. For this you have a body and a mind. Take them in hand and make them serve you. Questioner. Who is the operator here? Who is to take the body mind in hand? Maharaj. The purified mind is the faithful servant of the self. It takes charge of the instruments, inner and outer, and makes them serve their purpose. Questioner. And what is their purpose? Maharaj. The self is universal, and its aims are universal. There is nothing personal about the self. Live an orderly life, but don't make it a goal by itself. It should be the starting point for high adventure. Questioner. Do you advise me to come to India repeatedly? Maharaj, if you are earnest, you don't need moving about. You are yourself wherever you are, and you create your own climate. Locomotion and transportation will not give you salvation. You are not the body, and dragging the body from place to place will take you nowhere. Your mind is free to roam the three worlds. Make full use of it. Questioner, if I am free, why am I in a body? Maharaj, you are not in the body. The body is in you. The mind is in you. They happen to you. They are there because you find them interesting. Your very nature has the infinite capacity to enjoy. It is full of zest and affection. It sheds its radiance on all that comes within its focus of awareness, and nothing is excluded. It does not know evil nor ugliness. It hopes, it trusts, it loves. You people do not know how much you miss by not knowing your own true self. You are neither the body nor the mind, neither the fuel nor the fire. They appear and disappear according to their own laws. That which you are, your true self, you love it, and whatever you do for your own happiness. To find it, to know it, to cherish it is your basic urge. Since time immemorial, you loved yourself, but never wisely. Use your body and mind wisely in the service of the self. That is all. Be true to your own self. Love yourself absolutely. Do not pretend that you love others as yourself. Unless you have realized them as one with yourself, you cannot love them. Don't pretend to be what you are not. Don't refuse to be what you are. Your love of others is the result of self-knowledge, not its cause. Without self-realization, no virtue is genuine. Where you know beyond all doubting that the same life flows through all that is, and you are that life, you will love all, naturally and spontaneously. When you realize the depth and fullness of your love of yourself, you know that every living being and the entire universe are included in your affection. But when you look at anything as separate from you, you cannot love it, for you are afraid of it. Alienation causes fear, and fear deepens alienation. It is a vicious circle. Only self-realization can break it. Go for it resolutely.